Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
A few days ago, the Lord reminded me of a scripture which I believe is prophetic for this time, from Isaiah 59, verse 19, second part of the verse. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. He will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. Those of you for whom English is not your first language, probably pent-up doesn't mean very much to you. Even to those of you who are British, pent-up might not mean much to you. Imagine a dam that is holding up a great wall of water. That wall of water is pent up. It's restricted at this moment. But if the dam was to break, then the water would flood very rapidly the land that had been protected by the dam. So this is the kind of imagery that God is using in this prophecy. And he says, the breath of the Lord drives this flood along. And the breath of the Lord, of course, in Scripture is the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. So he will come like a wall of water that has been somehow restricted, but is going to come like a flood driven along by the Spirit of God. And the Lord brought this word to my memory, because this is what the Holy Spirit does. He takes those things that are stored up within us and declares them to us, the right word at the right time in the right way. And he said to me, there's a crack in the dam. Now, a crack in the dam is serious if you want to keep the water pent up. But if you want the water to flood, a crack in the dam is good news. Because the crack means the dam will, before long, break. And the flood of water driven along by the breath of the Lord will come sweeping through. So I believe that the Lord is giving us this encouragement. This is where we are at this moment. All the blessings, all the power, all the life that is in that pent-up flood in the living water, God is just waiting to release like a flood. Not only in our lives, but I believe in a fresh move of his Spirit more generally. But we don't mind if he starts the process here or wherever he chooses to do it, so long as we're part of what it is that he intends to do. And it seems, you know, we come in here now and we worship, and there's a good sense of the Lord's presence, and everybody, or most people anyway, are really going for it. But where do we go from here? Because we don't want to come in here every morning and just do the same thing. We want to keep moving ahead in the purposes of God. Now, motive is always very important in the purposes of God. Why do we want the dam to break and the floodwaters to be released? I take it we would like that to happen, so the real move of the Spirit of God that is more powerful than what we're experiencing at present would take place. So given that that is what we want to do, why should we want it? For what purpose? Or let's put it another way, what purpose would God have in coming like a pent-up flood? What purpose would he have by driving this flood along with the breath of the Lord? Lots of people talk about revival, pray for revival. Most of the time, they don't really understand much about revival, nor what it really means to pray for revival. It just seems a good thing to do because people know that there's always something more that God is able to do than whatever we are experiencing at the present time. But you see, God never acts outside his purpose. And if you look at Scripture, it's God who determines the purpose, and it's we who have to fit in with his purpose. And the most simple way of describing that purpose is in the prayer that Jesus taught the people: may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is always God's purpose, no matter what he does. No matter what he does in you as a personally, or what he does amongst us corporately. It's always so that the kingdom will come and his will be done here on earth as in heaven. So why do we want this pent-up flood to be released amongst us here? Because God's not likely to do it before we have the right motivation. So we want this to happen, Lord, so that your kingdom will come amongst us and your will be done here in our lives in kingdom faith as it is in heaven. So that's the right answer. But what does it mean in practice? Because the kingdom is already within us and among us. We already have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So it's not that we don't have the life that is in this pent-up flood. It's simply that we know that if God was to increase the dynamic of his Spirit amongst us, we would see much more happening. Many more people coming to the Lord, people getting filled with the Spirit far more freely, people getting liberated, healed, set free, spontaneously, really, without a whole lot of fuss and bother. Because that's what happens when the Spirit of God is released like a pent-up flood. So much happens so quickly. It's mind-blowing, really. And when things like that happen, you realize, well, we're not doing anything too different from what we were doing before, but it's what God is doing that transforms the whole situation. And that means that the matter is entirely in God's hands. So long as we are doing what he is calling us to do, he is the one who will determine when that dam will burst and when the flood will come. Now, we'd like it to come this morning, or I would anyway, because we could abandon lectures and discipleship groups and just get driven along by the flood water. And knowing the way God works, it could happen at any time. Usually it happens when you least expect it. God chooses his moment for these things. But it's not just a question, you see, of looking for an experience or a moment in time when God suddenly does something different and more powerful. That will happen, but that's not the way that it happens, by us simply looking to God for a moment. It's what we do now as we are seeking God, meeting with God day by day, that is really significant. This purpose of God never happens by people looking at themselves. So the worst possible thing you can do is to become introspective, look at yourself, see, oh Lord, is there anything in me that is preventing this from happening? We're talking about the purpose of God. I know you are significant in the kingdom of God, but some little thing going on in your life is not going to prevent God from coming like a pent-up flood. He is much bigger than that. So looking at yourself is really the worst possible thing you could do at this moment. There are two things that we need to do. One is to keep our focus on the Lord, and the other is to keep our focus on his purpose. You see, God never wants to bless his people as an end in itself. So if you think that what we're aiming at is the breaking of the dam so that the Spirit of God then comes like a mighty flood, then you haven't got really the right understanding. We need to keep our focus on God, but we need to keep our focus on what his purpose is for sending the flood. And that means we're not concerned with ourselves, but we are concerned for those that are in darkness. And you see, this is why in these last weeks, God has been talking to us about being the light and wanting to reach those even in the deepest darkness. You see, when God comes like a pent-up flood, he will reach even those that are miles away from the kingdom of God at this moment. So it's not a question of, are you surrendered to the Lord, or do you need to give of yourself more to the Lord? If you mean by that looking at yourself, examining yourself, how do we lose ourselves? Because you see, this is what Jesus tells us to do. Not to examine yourself, but to lose your soul, to lose your life. It's the very opposite, you see. And what he wants us to do is to get lost in God. So how do you get lost in God? You just pour out your heart in worship. You just pour out your heart in praise. You just keep praising him and praising him and praising him. If you're on your knees or on your face, you're praising him. You're not just lying there hoping that God will speak a word to you. You keep pouring out your heart, pouring out your whole soul, everything about you, praising him, worshiping him, glorifying him. And when it comes to prayer, you're not so much praying for yourself, but crying out for the purpose of God to see his kingdom come and his will done, to see the people that are walking in darkness, that they may see a great light, that they may be drawn out of their darkness. It's losing sight of ourselves having our whole focus on Jesus and having our focus on those that are to be reached because he comes like a pent-up flood. God only sends revival where people have a heart passion for the lost. It's not just a good thing to do, but a real passion to see lost souls saved. But I mean really saved. Not, you know, some superficial making a commitment or praying a sinner's prayer like a parrot after somebody else. I mean people whose lives get gloriously transformed because they are truly born again. So, if you turn for a moment to 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul does at the end of this epistle what he does. Usually in his epistles, he's given a whole lot of good doctrinal, theological teaching. And then he comes with, I always think it's like a machine gun, really. You know, where you shoot bullets quickly. And he does this at the end. He gives a whole lot of instructions. Starting at verse 12. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you and who are over you in the Lord, who admonish them, hold them in the highest regard, live in peace with each other, urge your brothers, warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure that nobody holds back wrong for wrong, pays back wrong for wrong, always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you. Do not put out the Spirit's fire, do not treat prophecies with contempt, test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil. And you can sort of read them like that, you just read this whole list of things not actually take in much of what he's saying, because each one of them is actually a command of what we are to do. But I want you just to focus for a moment on verse 16. Be joyful always. You will never be joyful by examining yourself and looking at yourself. You are the most joyless thing on the face of the earth. Jesus is the most joyful. Amen? So if you're going to be always joyful, you're going to be always focused on him. Remember, it was the anointing of the oil of joy that was upon Jesus that raised him above his companions. So be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. You see, this is the heart. We're rejoicing in the Lord. We're giving thanks. We're praising him. Everything is focused on him. This is the will of God for you. In Christ Jesus. The will of God for you is not to keep looking at yourself. The will of God for you is to keep your focus on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. You see, if you've got your eyes on Jesus, and there's anything the Holy Spirit wants to convict you of, he would do that, and the whole matter is resolved in seconds. You don't have to go searching for anything. He says, hey, what about this? And you say, oh, Lord, forgive me. He says, I do. And that's it. You don't have to go on some witch hunt within yourself. The scripture tells you not to do that. And yet Christians so often think, well, if I examine myself and get everything right, then the Spirit of God. Look, the only one who's got everything right is Jesus. And he is your righteousness. You'll never develop a righteousness of your own. So the more we focus on him, the more we're focused on his righteousness and his holiness. You can't sort of examine yourself and seek to get to a place of righteousness and holiness that then says, God, now you've got to bless me because I've done it. I've reached that point. See, because you can't reach that point. You can never reach the point where God has to do something because everything he does is by his mercy and grace. Are you understanding me? So, you know, forget yourself. How do you lose yourself? You forget yourself. How do you forget yourself? You're so taken up with him. You're so full of praise for him that you do actually forget yourself. You're not asking, oh, Lord, bless me. Oh, Lord, come and fill me. Oh, Lord, do... You're sold out for his will. You're sold out for him. And then for his purpose. You get his heart for the lost. I mean, what heart of God does God have for the lost if he sent his son to die for them? Because when Jesus died on the cross, everybody was lost, including his own disciples. They could not yet receive the Holy Spirit until the blood of Jesus was poured out for them. They could not know the full measure of God's saving grace until they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They weren't lost in the sense of not belonging to the Lord. But they were not fully redeemed because it's only through the blood of Jesus that we are fully redeemed. So thank God that is now something that has happened. It's history. The point of redemption has taken place when Jesus died on the cross and you died with him, crucified with him. So if you're crucified with him, what is there to look at? Only that which has died. And you're not going to move ahead in the purposes of God if you keep looking at that which has died, that which has been crucified with Christ. So this is why Paul says, rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord always, he says to the Philippians. Same message. And again I say, rejoice. See, as soon as you look at yourself, you stop rejoicing in the Lord. Because you can't rejoice in the Lord and look at yourself. And you can't look at yourself and rejoice in the Lord. Are we getting this? You see, when you look at yourself, you worry about yourself. And Jesus says, don't worry about anything. That includes yourself. Hallelujah, praise God, glory, amen. I thought I'd say that because nobody else did. It's wonderful, isn't it? I've told you that in the New Testament, the on is only two places that you're to examine yourself, and on both occasions, it's to make sure that you are in the faith. It's not looking at yourself as a person. So you repent and you are forgiven right at the beginning. And you know that as you focus on the Lord, he will do what he promises. So look a couple of verses further on. Verse 23. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body... Now, what does it say? Be kept blameless. Now, he can only keep you blameless if you're already blameless. Paul doesn't say he will make you blameless, but he will keep you blameless. That's because he has made you blameless, washed, set free through his precious blood. You're getting too excited again, aren't you? So may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, your natural life, and your body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. To the faithful, God proves himself faithful, Psalm 18. So how are we going to get sanctified through and through? By looking at ourselves? No. May he do it. Keep us blameless because we're so focused on him. Hallelujah. And on his purpose. You don't even have to worry, oh Lord, how are you going to use me to reach those that are in darkness? That's totally irrelevant at this moment. All he wants is for you to be available. But you're not available if you're wrapped up in yourself. You need to be available for his purposes. Are you breathing? Now, in between, be joyful always, and may God himself sanctify you. There's verse 19. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Quickest way to put out the Spirit's fire is to be concerned about yourself. See, it's counterproductive to the Spirit's fire. This is why Jesus said, if anyone would follow me, he's got to deny himself, not focus on himself, not concentrate on himself, not be concerned about himself, not be constantly praying about himself. He's got to deny himself, take up his cross. What's the cross? The cross is a sacrifice. We are priests. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. That means the sacrifice of all believers. Your body is a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual worship. So when we come in here or at any other time to praise the Lord, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. This is the activity that is to go on in the temple of God. Not a physical temple in Jerusalem, but the temple of your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so what is to be going on in the temple is this praise, is this worship. Constantly focusing on the Lord, glorifying him, rejoicing in him, praising him, giving him thanks. Now you see, that can be an activity that you do for a period of time when you come in here or when you're having your own worship time, prayer time. But you see, what Paul is really talking about, no, this needs to become a state of mind, a mindset. This is how you're thinking, this is how you're walking, this is how you're living all the time with your focus on him. Because that's the substance of faith. Your focus is on him no matter what situation you're in, because then he enables whatever needs to happen in that situation. Don't get too excited. But you see, it's learning that God will undertake in every conceivable situation, that never, ever do we need to be afraid, because there's no fear in love. And he loves you. You know, in my own personal life and ministry, the bigger the meeting, the better I like it. There's the thing that draws the best out of my anointing is if there's thousands of people. And I know that God's expectation and also the people's expectation is that many people will come to the Lord, people will be filled with the Spirit, miracles will happen, healings will happen. And you're just standing on this platform, just you, all alone. Nobody can help you. People can be praying for you, but nobody can help you. Nobody can give you the words to speak. Nobody can tell you what to do except God. It's wonderful. I love being in that place. You know, you don't have to be afraid because you know God is faithful. And he will always deliver. He will always give you the goods. You know, last week I was in quite a tricky situation in Sweden. But God just gave the right word in the right way at the right time. And it was amazing what God did among the people. Because he always wants to reveal himself. And he always wants to do the very best. We don't have to accept anything less than the best. But the best never comes from looking at yourself. I mean, if I was to look at myself and say, oh, God. You know, I mean, I know what it was like when I first was in these situations. You feel so powerless. You feel so useless. You feel so little. But if I stood there just focusing on myself, nothing would happen. Can you understand? Of course, I'm little. I'm useless. I can't do anything. It's got to be the Spirit of God that does it. I can't save anybody. I can't heal anybody. Myself, I can't do anything. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Jesus made it clear. But you see, when you're in a situation and you have to depend upon him, that's when you see the best. It's not really the best in you. It's the best of him that he can do through you. It's just understanding. Keep your focus on him. Don't put out the Spirit's fire because you get all concerned with yourself. So what God wants is this, the praise to become greater and greater and greater amongst us. And somehow, he will break through. He will break through to us. The dam will burst. And God will come like a pent-up flood. You see, if you focus on yourself, what you are in fact saying is what God does depends to some extent on me. And it doesn't. If apart from him I can do nothing, it does not depend upon me. Everything depends upon him. So if everything depends upon him, I've got to be focused on him, not on me. The devil has got no new tricks because all his old ones keep working. And he knows the quickest way to put out the Holy Spirit's fire, because he can't put out the Holy Spirit's fire. He can't do anything. But what he can do is just encourage Christians, look at yourself. Consider yourself. Because he knows that all the time you're thinking about yourself, nothing much is going to happen as far as God's kingdom purposes are concerned. I repeat, if God ever wants to show you something about yourself, he will. And if he shows it to you, he will deal with it there and then. But it's only because you see something of yourself in the light of who he is. Not by examining yourself. Now, you can see, therefore, that we won't progress to the point where the dam bursts and the pent-up flood is released. By focusing on our feelings or experiences. I said to the students yesterday morning at the end, you know, when you come in here for an 8 o'clock and you begin to pour out your heart to God and worship him, sometimes you'll feel you're really close to him and you know you're in his presence, you're in his grip. Other times, You feel absolutely nothing. You wonder what on earth you're doing. Is this really effective? Seems nothing's happening at all. And that's a test. Because you see, whatever God is doing does not depend upon your emotions or your feelings. So how does he help us to lose ourselves? By sometimes just allowing us to feel absolutely nothing, but to keep praising him, to keep rejoicing in him, to keep pouring out our hearts in him. Even when it seems that there's no one there. You see, no matter what we experience, God is always the same. He never changes. So you can have a good morning, you can have another morning. I was tired yesterday, you know, because I've had a quite demanding couple of weeks. And I was so tired I could hardly pray. And I sort of abbreviated my prayer time and went to sleep. But God doesn't judge me for that. I wasn't even worried about it. I wasn't saying, oh Lord, forgive me, I'm too tired to pray. I must have a sleep. He knows me, he knows that. But he knows that it doesn't diminish my love for him, or my desire to praise him, or my desire for his will and purpose in his life, in my life. You see, we so easily get distracted by these things of self. And he's teaching us, lose yourself, lose your soul. That's why, you know, some people, oh God, I want you to use me in a mighty way. I want you. You know, you are able to do so much more with my life. Boom, 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 boom. God knows that. But it's not going to happen by you praying like that. It's going to happen by you being faithful to what God is asking you to do. Then he'll put you in charge of bigger things. Jesus makes that very clear. So just wanting to be used more by the Lord, that's a good motive to have, but it's not going to happen by just, oh God, use me more. No, because the amount that God is able to do through our lives, the fruit, if you like, that we are able to bear, is all according to the work of the Holy Spirit within us. See, the greater the dynamic of the Spirit in your life, the more he can use you, the more he will use you. So it doesn't happen by looking at yourself. It only happens by being in that place where the Holy Spirit comes pouring through and flooding through your life. And this is exciting. It's exciting because God is saying, we're at the place where he will come like a pent-up flood, driven along by the breath of the Lord. Whew! I'm up for that. Amen. So if you turn to Ephesians for a moment. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 17 of chapter 5 of Ephesians. Therefore, do not be foolish. Well, we don't have foolish students here. And we certainly don't have foolish team members. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine. That's obvious, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. See, how do people get drunk? They have one drink after another. So how are you going to get filled with the Spirit? You have one drink after another. You just keep drinking in the Spirit till you're drunk with the Spirit. Amen. Your focus is on the Lord and the measure you give of yourself in worship and praise and so on. So instead, be filled with the Spirit. And now he's talking to people who've already received the Spirit. It's not whether you've received the Spirit or been baptized in the Spirit, but whether you're living full of the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. See, this is what we're doing now. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Always giving thanks. Always giving thanks. Always giving thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, he says in Thessalonians, repeating the same truth here. Always giving thanks. That's why we're told to pray always with thanksgiving. You see, if you don't pray with thanksgiving, then you don't believe that you've received what you pray for. And Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And if you believe that it's yours, then you give thanks for it. Can you see what a positive person he wants to make you? Rejoicing always, praising him, full of the Spirit, always giving thanks. Blameless before him because you're washed in that precious blood of the Lamb that he's been focusing us on in the last couple of weeks. See, God's taking a step by step through a whole process. Washed, sanctified, made blameless by the blood of the Lamb so that we can be full of the Holy Spirit. Because the Lamb of God has taken away our sins. So we don't have to keep looking at ourselves saying, oh God, say, thank you, Jesus. I am washed. I am cleansed. I am made holy and blameless by the blood of the Lamb, not because I've sanctified myself, not because I've examined myself. It's all done. Remember, Jesus cried out on the cross, it is finished, it is done, it is accomplished. We're living in the good of what he has done. Religion tries to do the opposite, you see. Religion, look at yourself, look at your sinful self, look at your failure, look at your fear, get down on your knees and just look at yourself. But you see, faith says, look at yourself in Christ. Look at yourself redeemed through the blood of the Lamb. Look at yourself sanctified in Christ Jesus. Look at yourself alive in him, at one with him. See yourself as God sees you. Hallelujah. And when you see yourself as God sees you, you realize, God, you want the very best for me. And while I'm scratching around worried about myself, I can't really live in your best. So I believe you, and I believe what you've done, and I believe what you say about me, that I am who you say I am. I'm not who I was. I'm who I am because I have been redeemed by the one who is the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, The gospel is good news. You are not good news. He is the good news. So, what happens as we focus on him is you get a greater hunger for him. For him. For him. Are you hungry for him? Not just an experience of him, but for him. To live at one with him. For Jesus to work out his will in you. Not because you're trying to do something, but because of the dynamic of his spirit that is at work in you and through you. And the more challenging situations that you're in, you'll be like me. The more challenging the situation, the more thankful you will be, because the more dependent you will be on him. And you won't hold back in fear, and you won't sort of clam up and say, oh Lord, I can't do this. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. All things. If I look at myself, I can't do anything. But I look at him, and I can do all things through him who gives me his strength. It's called faith. And you happen to be at Kingdom Faith. Amen? This is a faith ministry. It's a love ministry. It's a Jesus ministry. It's a kingdom ministry. Hallelujah. So we're going to have a great time for the rest of this term and beyond, aren't we? Wouldn't it be neat if the flood came before Christmas? I can't predict when the flood will come, but if there's a crack in the dam, I mean, when there's a crack in the dam, just a little trickle comes through. But you know that trickle is symptomatic of something far more powerful that lies beyond it. Come on, let's stand. There's Jesus enthroned on high, and there's you. Stand before his throne now. Stand before his throne now. And pour out your heart to him. Just worship him. You know, the host of heaven, they don't stand before the Lord and say, oh Lord, it's so great to be here in heaven. I'm so blessed. We're so blessed to be in your heavenly presence. Everything is focused on the one on the throne. So don't worship your experience. Don't even worship his presence. Worship him. Worship him. You're in his presence to worship him. So many songs today, people are worshiping the presence. Oh, be thankful for the presence, but you worship him, the one who is present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have saved me. You have redeemed me. You have washed me, made me blameless in your sight, that I can now stand with you, before you, into the whole host of heaven. and praise you and exalt you and glorify your wonderful name. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I exalt you, mighty God. I exalt you, mighty King. There is none like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, the worker of wonders. And I praise you, and I exalt you, and I bless you. Oh, papara sarabari lero bakala sita di santuma. 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 Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sita risanduma. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sandari, lero bakala sita risanduma. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sita risanduma. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sita. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sada bakala sinuma. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sandari, lero bakala sanduma. Oh, papara zarabari, lero bakala sanduma. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ora la basatabaria, oh papara sarabaria, lero bakala sandama, oh paparia lero bakala sandama. To you belongs all the glory, all the dominion, all the power, all praise, all glory belongs to you, Lord. Oh, worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You have taken your great power and you have begun to reign, and I exalt you and I praise you and I glorify your name. I worship you and I bless you. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Ralabaria Lero Bacalasida Risanduma. Oh, Papara Sandaria Lero Bacalasida Balanduma. Oh, Papara Sandaria Lero Bacalasida. Oh, Papara Sandaria Lero Bacalasida Risanduma. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Paralaba Sandaria Leroba. Oh, Papara Sandaria Lero Bacalasinama. Oh, Papara Sandaria Lero Bacalasinama. Yes, 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 yes. Papara Zandaria Lero Bakala Sanduma. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Puralama Zandaria Lero Bakala Sinuma. Oh, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Lamb of God, Lamb of God, triumphant Lamb. Oh, I praise you, I exalt you, I glorify you. Porala pasandaria lero bakala sanduma. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sidari sanduma. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sinuma. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Papara Zandaria Lero Bakalasidama. Oh, Papara Zandaria Lero Bakalasandama. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Papara Zandaria Balanduma. Oh, Papara Zandaria Lero Bakalasinama. 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 I rejoice in you, Lord. I rejoice in you, Lord. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you. I'm happy in you, Lord. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you, Lord. Pura la basandaria lero bakalasina. I rejoice in you, Lord. I rejoice in you, Lord. Papara sandaria lero bakalasina.
O papara sandale alero bakalasinama. O papara satabari alero bakalasinama. I rejoice in you, my Lord, my Savior, my King. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you, Lord. Papara sandale alero bakalasandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Paralaba sandaria leroba kala sandaria leroba. Oh, papara sandaria leroba kala sidri sandama. Oh, papara sandaria leroba kala sidri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Papara sandaria lero bakala sidama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Papara sandaria lero bakala sandarama. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, papapa kala sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandu. Yes, 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 yes. Para la basandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Po para sandaria lero bakala sitri sandaria lero bakala sinama. Oh, pa para sandaria lero bakala sitri sandaria lero bakala sinama. Oh, pa para sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Oh, pa para sandaria lero bakala sinama. Come like a pent up flood, Lord. Brow driven along by the breath of the Lord. Papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidaba. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Para para sotori sandaria lero bakala sandama. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandaria lero bakala sinama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Para taparia lero bakala sitri sandama. Oh, papapa kala sandaria lero bakala sinama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandaria lero bakala sinama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sidri sandama. O papapa kala sandaria lero bakala sinama. Thank you, Jesus. 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 O papa kala sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sandaria lero bakala sidama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jim. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Hallelujah. Oh, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Papara sandaria lero bakara sitori sanduma. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakara sitori sanduma. Oh, rataparia lero bakara sandaria sitori sanduma. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakara sinama. Oh, papara sandaria lero bakara sitori balanduma. Oh. Oh, oh. Just cross your hands across your chest like this, over your heart. And just say, Lord, give me a praising heart. A heart that rejoices in you. Lord, I don't want just times of praise. I want a praising heart. A heart full of praise. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is the spirit of praise within me. Hallelujah. That he causes me to focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you for a praising heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't only praise you with my lips, I praise you from my heart. Oh, a heart after your own heart, O God. A praising heart, a thankful heart, a rejoicing heart. Rejoicing in you always. Thank you, Jesus. A holy heart, a pure heart. Thank you, Lord, that you have given me a new heart after your own heart. It's your promise, a new heart I will give you and a new spirit I will put within you. Thank you, Lord, you've given me that new heart. You've put that new spirit within me. And I praise you. From my heart, I bless you. From my heart, I rejoice in you. From my heart, I thank you. From my heart, I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. All is within me. Praise your holy name. For you have forgiven all my sins. You have healed all my sicknesses. You've redeemed my life from the pit. You've crowned me with love and compassion. And you satisfy the desires of my heart with good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty, wonderful, loving Father you are. Praise you, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. Bless your wonderful name. Popara Sandarama Sundama. Thank you, Lord, you've opened up the heavens to us, that we may behold you in your glory, risen triumphant, glorious King. Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, the worker of wonders. Thank you, Lord, that we can behold you face to face, can draw near with our sincere hearts in full assurance of faith. That you draw us close to yourself to reveal more of yourself, of the wonder of who you are, that we may live in the good of who you are. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kakakopakara sotari sandarama. Ora sahare sikoria leto pakara sandarama. Poratapare leto pakara sitari sandarama. Oh, papara sandaria lero pakala sitri sandama. Papara sandaria lero pakala sitri sandama. Oh, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Koralaba sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandaria lero bakala sinama. O papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Papara sandaria lero bakala sitri sandama. Papapa kala sandaria lenama. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Poparazandaria ledo pakalazina. You see, as you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else is added to you. He opens his hand and satisfies all your needs, all the desires of your heart. Why? Because your focus is on him, not on yourself, not on your need, but on him and his kingdom purposes. So, Lord, we thank you that we are a people called and set apart for you, a holy people, set apart for your purposes. And Lord, we cry out to you for all those that are in darkness, those who need the light, those to whom you want to send us, Lord, with the light of your truth, with the light of your gospel. We thank you, Lord, for all those that we are going to see rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into your kingdom. And Lord, that's why we long for you to come like a pent-up flood that is driven along by the breath of your Spirit, Lord. Oh, we long for that, Lord, so that we can be more effective in seeing more and more and more people coming out of darkness, that we can see the chains falling off them, that we can see that they are being liberated and set free, that they are being made new and made whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we worship you. We bless you, Lord. Paralabaka sandaria ledobakala sinema. Oh, papara sandaria ledoba. Lord, we believe it's an offense that we are so few when there are so many, even in this town, that need to be saved. Even in this 25-mile radius, Lord, we believe those 5,000 families. Come on, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe that you will do whatever you need to do in and among us, that we will see the outworking of everything that you have promised. And we bless your holy name. Come on, let's finish by really thanking the Lord. Thank him for the fulfillment of his promises. Bless you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that we're going to get carried along by that pent-up flood. It's going to come, take hold of us, and carry us along in your purposes, driven by the breath of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. And everybody shouted, Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have a wonderful day because you have a wonderful Lord. And you're living in his wonderful grace, full of his wonderful love, and among a wonderful people that he has called and chosen for himself. Hallelujah!
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.